Well, good morning. Friends visiting us from distant parts there, others more regularly with us here. Well, there we are, Christmas Day, falling on a Sunday this year. So, well, okay, I'll ask the question. What gifts have you been receiving today? Nothing amazing. Or, anybody, well, Stanley's hand was first to show.
This jumper.
And the colour, very fetching there, very good. Stylish, modish, very good, thank you. Timothy.
Doctor Who DVDs.
Oh, that's a surprise. Indeed. Anything else? What about James? Anything? No comment there? Nothing. It's a hard home you come from there. Grace, any comment there?
They're wearing.
Very fetching they all look as well there. Thanks, Dad, there. Nothing else? No. Molly? No comment there. Oh dear, it's a difficult Christmas. Would you like to tell us any particular things? A shake of the head here as well. It's all socks, is it, this year? And very, very useful gifts and things. Well, anything else from our household? No? Oh, go on then, Timothy, again.
Nintendo Wii.
There we are. That's always our thing there to keep us going for a little while yet. So, we've had some gifts. Well, I don't know whether when you go back to school and tell them that you got for Christmas or whatever, that they say, well, they'll say, this, you've never seen the like of the lights on it, they flash like the sounds that it makes, the size of it, it was incredible, it does everything you can imagine, it does clever things, it does funny things, it is absolutely amazing. You sit there and you think, oh, I didn't get one of those. And it will do, and you hear it, and in different languages, oh, really, okay. So, indescribable. Well, I don't know. Maybe somebody out there has got the present of presents that is going to make all of ours sort of look pale by comparison. But I don't think anybody has got as good a gift as we can think about today, which the Bible calls an indescribable gift. Oh, this isn't, it's this size and it does. No. This is someone, isn't it? This is someone. Great gift. And whom am I talking about here? Charlotte?
Jesus,
isn't it? Jesus Christ. James is with us. That Jesus, isn't it? The gift of all gifts. The gift that does more than any other gift you can be given or your friends might have got, which does all these things. No. Because Jesus Christ is a gift forever, isn't he? He doesn't wear out, doesn't lose his attraction, isn't here for today and broken down the next day, or runs out of power and things like our things do, or ends up broken and on the heap. Indescribable. Oh, what could we say about it? I would be here all day and longer if I told you all his glorious names. We had some of them a moment ago, didn't we, in Isaiah 9? Charlotte? Counselor, Molly,
Prince of Peace,
Stanley, Mighty God, didn't we? Other ones as well, Everlasting Father, wonderful titles that are his, lots of other titles that tell us some of the things that he does, because he does so much, and he is such a high and glorious figure, because he's God, isn't he? We can never say enough about God, what he's like, and who he is, and how he does his works, and how he loves sinners, doesn't he? How he loves sinners. We love this world that God gave his only son, and we know where he came to, don't we? Where did he begin his beginnings, as it were, in the flesh? Grace can tell us that. Where did he begin his life on earth? I'll come back another. James going to tell me.
Bethlehem.
Very nicely said as well. Bethlehem, how in that stable there and in those very unfashionable ways and in a most kind of inglorious beginning, the King of Glory, the wonderful Counselor, Prince of Peace, how he came to this earth. What a gift. Whatever gifts you've had today, he's better than that. Any gift your friends might have got, he's better than that. Because he does something that nobody else can do. He saves the soul, doesn't he? He saves us. He can save us from our sins and save us for all eternity, bringing us to God, bringing us title to heaven, bringing us all that we need for life and into eternity. Nobody else can do that. So let's think of the gift of gifts today. Let's remember him. Let's think upon his great, great love that brought him here. And that love hasn't disappeared since he first came, because we weren't there, so we're not part of all of that. We are. All that he brought with him when he came to the earth, he's not lost any of it. And he's not thought, I'm not going to give them any salvation now. I'm not going to give them any of the blessings of what I did when I died upon the cross. Not for those people in Crich, visitors in Crich, 2011 Christmas Day. No. You can find that gift by believing upon his name today, any day. But why not today of all days? If you don't know him yet, you find that gift. You trust in him with all your heart. And you'll have more than just a bit of enjoyment for today. You'll have a blessing forever. Let's sing our next hymn, Away in a Manger, 856.